Nothing gives us the right to see people differently or outside of the eyes of the Spirit.
Welcome to the Newly Podcast with Mish and Sav,
where we discuss topics from the old way of the flesh versus the new way of the Spirit. So today we're going to discuss anger and division.
Yes, this was another request.
Yes.
Shout out to the requests. We love
it. Yes.
Email us if you have any requests at newlymishandsav@gmail.com.
Yeah.
But Misha just started talking, so...
Oh. Well, I was just saying on my podcast on Death to Life, they like labeled it Misha Gets Set Free from Anger. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw that, I was like, was I an angry person? And I was just, like, thinking back, like, I think so.
Yeah.
Like, anger is what caused...
What were you angry at?
I don't even know. I think life.
Yeah.
Like, I was angry about circumstances, about, like...
Were you angry at God?
No. I don't think so.
God was just...
Especially
like...
when I was younger. I really did love God.
Yeah. He was just kind of, like... far removed from your life, though, maybe.
No,
he was there?
He was there.
I mean, he obviously was like, there, but, like, I was, in your mind.
Like, I was... No, like, God was there, dude. He was close. And, like, I remember, like, I loved Jesus with my entire heart. But I was just angry.
At the world.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandparents.
Mm-hmm. I was angry at them. Mm-hmm. I was not, like, not, this is before they started going down.
Yeah.
But I was just angry at them.
When you're, like, a kid.
I was angry at my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reverted to things to take away, like, that feeling.
Like what?
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll hang out with you guys, like, my friends.
Like, just, like, distractions.
Yeah, distractions. Watching bad things.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be watching.
Yeah.
So I was, like, thinking, I'm like, oh, my God, I was an angry person.
Yeah.
And I feel like my siblings would agree to that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Honestly, same. Like, it's not the first thing that you think about.
Yeah.
In death. But, like, it is. Like, yeah, I was an angry person as well. All the time.
Yeah.
Because that's just what happens when you're relying on other people or circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Because they never are going to go the way you want. So you're going to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
Especially poor Brayden, man. Man. Actually, at the retreat, Wayne... Mr. Morrison was talking to me, because I was talking about being set free from Brayden, and, like, he was saying that he's done, like, counseling before, and he can immediately tell which person is, like, the leader, the spiritual leader, and which person is comparing themselves to them.
And couples?
Within a marriage, yes.
Wow.
Like, immediately. And that hit me. Like, God has been, like, convicting me. Or maybe not even convicting, because, like, I've been set free from Brayden and all
yeah.
of that. But, like, he's just, like, giving me the understanding of, like, why and how and, like, who I am and all of this. And just showing me, like, how whack it was before. It's just, it was burdensome for me to put that, it's burdensome for you to put pressure on anyone else like that. Like, for me to compare myself to Brayden.
Yeah.
It puts a burden on him. Like, he can't be himself, or he can't have opportunity, or he can't lead, or whatever, because he's constantly worried about me and what I'm going to think, and how I'm going to be a victim about it. And then I'm just, like, wanting control, and, like, feeling like I'm going to get left behind or something.
Wow.
It's just, like, weird, but it was just interesting that he said, like, immediately he can tell in couples. And I was like, wow, that's not me anymore. Praise God. But before it was, and so I was angry all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, Brayden was my source, and he made me mad, so obviously I would get angry.
Yeah.
So angry, though.
So, like, now I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, like, world issues. Like,
yeah.
How do you deal with...
Because that's, like, big with division.
Yeah. Like, that anger, division, mm-hmm. correlate within that realm.
Yeah. Anger is something you got to watch.
Yeah.
Like, even in freedom, like, if something's making you, like, the documentary, documentaries in general... A lot of times, what was the quote that Rich just posted? He said, truth is meant to set people free.
Free, yeah.
Not condemn people or something like that.
Yeah, so similar to that.
Like, documentaries a lot of times can have a lot of, like, facts in them.
Yeah.
Worldly facts, not Word of God facts.
It definitely can persuade you.
Yeah.
Into one direction.
Right, and they're always meant to... sway you in one direction or another. And it's like, even if it's right about that one thing, and people agree with it,
it lacks compassion.
Yeah. But yeah, so anger, like documentaries, social media,
man, that happened to me, man.
Yeah. That kind of stirs up anger in your heart, and you need to be a good steward about that. And if it is, just like shut it off. It's just not even worth it.
It's not. It's not. Because, yeah. I mean, it happened to me back in 2019, 2020,
mm-hmm.
around where George Floyd
mm-hmm.
passed and stuff like that. And I was so angry. I was so mad.
Which there is righteous
anger. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Some good, mm-hmm. but I think I took it a step further.
Too far.
Yeah. And, yeah, and I was really angry, so I started watching documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I'm going to learn.
Yeah.
And it was causing me to, like, feel a certain type of way about white people.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And I could tell.
Yeah.
Like, physically, it was wild. Like, I could tell physically, like...
animosity is mm-hmm. what I think I, like... call that when you can just feel
it's like near hatred,
yeah,
which is
like a dislike for someone for yeah, no reason at all.
For no reason at all, it's
animosity, like yeah. that tension,
yeah. And I remember feeling that way, and I was like, we're far,
we're off track. This is not it,
we're no longer watching a documentary,
yeah.
But, yeah, and I remember I remember Spirit telling me, stop.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, I, like, would tell myself, like, no, Misha, that's wrong.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't on the wrong track for very long.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can tell... like, that stuff just isn't good. It produces no good fruit. It produces death.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying there's not a place for it. God has called people to do things 100%. And whatever. But sometimes it's like, you're just supposed to be where you are. Like, be where you are.
Yeah.
And influence where you are.
Yeah.
And the verse, be innocent to what is evil. And, like, yeah. knowledgeable about what is good or something like that.
Yeah.
And that has been... freeing for me, just because, like, I'm not a person that likes to watch the news, because when I do, it just makes me want to, like, cry, or it's just so sad,
yeah.
or you're, like, numbing yourself because you have to, because it's just so much bad information, you can't cry about everything,
yeah,
you know, like, so you either have to cry about everything or numb yourself. And I just don't think we were created to know every bad thing happening, like, yeah. at this moment, so many bad things are happening all around the world.
I think because it causes division.
Yeah.
Like, how can you retain all that and not feel a certain type of way?
Yeah.
About an affected party, right? Mm-hmm. So that means if you're feeling some way about a certain party, then if you redirect yourself to the other group that's causing that, like, how do you not feel mm-hmm. some type of tension
yeah.
when that's all you're consuming? Is one group versus the other.
Yeah.
It's like they make you choose.
It's strategically designed.
Exactly.
By the enemy.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
To make you choose sides.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. It's the whole knowledge of tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life in the garden.
Yeah.
And under the curse, we eat. This is all Brayden's revelation. Praise God for this because it makes so much sense. But, like, we used to eat out of the tree of knowledge of good and evil where, like, we're constantly judging. This is good. This is evil.
Yeah.
And when I do good, evil is right there with me. Romans 7. Like, I want to do what's right and I can't, and like this whole battle all the time. Mm-hmm. And then we just go around little judges like, oh, yep, this party's good, this one's evil.
Yeah.
This person's good, this is evil. This movie's good. This whole thing, and it's like it is a distraction. And it is under the law, and we are supposed to be eating from the tree of life.
You were speaking.
It's true. We are not supposed to be eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
That is the curse. We are supposed to be eating from the tree of life. That's Jesus, feasting on him, new wine, seeing through the eyes of the spirit. It makes me think of the Jason Upton song, The Fly, like going up to new atmospheres, like heavenly places.
Heavenly places.
Oh, it's fire. Seeing from new perspective.
Yeah.
Aerial view.
So good.
Like, that's what seeing through the eyes of the spirit is like.
Yeah.
We're not like battling and judging.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've just like, we're always like, I have no opinion.
Yes. And it's so good. It's freeing. Mm-hmm. Like,
just feel free to have no opinion. And I don't know who said it, but like, they were like, unless I've heard from heaven on something,
I'm not going
to
say nothing.
Don't have a right to an opinion.
Yeah. I had a dream once. And I think I told you about it. And it was on a football field, and like one side was like, I don't know if we're going to include this. One side was like a bunch of white people, and the other side was black people.
Mm-hmm.
And like the police were like in front. And
of who?
The black people. And I don't know, there was like riffraff happening, and I remember standing up in the middle and screaming, we need Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, we need Jesus's peace. And like,
wow.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even like, yeah, I mean, that speaks for itself.
That's so amazing. It's the aerial view. Like, we're down here fighting.
Yeah.
And we're not supposed to be fighting. Like, we're not called to this fight in the flesh.
No.
Yeah, wow. We need Jesus.
And when you see people rightly, all that goes away.
It sure does.
Like, it solves that issue. Like,
yeah.
Because it solves the offense issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can say whatever you want to me.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I'm still gonna be kind to you.
Mm-hmm.
See people rightly, man.
Yeah,
that's it. It goes
back to that episode.
Back to that episode, honestly, because anger and division, like division, doesn't exist in freedom.
Yeah,
like, well, that type of, you know,
right.
But also, we weren't the type of people prior to freedom. We really still weren't the type of people that
I know.
We're in the midst of anything.
I know. That's why I'm like, I'm trying to think of the people that are like really in that.
We were still very much
in the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah. Because of each other.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Literally.
Yeah. We never went too far either way because like we always had each other, which is a big thing. Just having friends that are different than you. Love being around people that are different than you.
Mm-hmm.
So that you have the opportunity to love people that are different than you, rather than just seeing them on the news or in documentaries or whatever, you know?
Because that means compassion takes root.
Yeah. And that just goes back to the big, like, stop watching the TV and the social media and look at the people in front of you.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
almost easy. It's easy to dehumanize people that are like mm-hmm. on the news or and political people.
And they're made to be dehumanized on TV. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you could freely so talk about somebody.
Yeah. Which that's a whole nother thing.
And have no right. sense of
trashing people publicly just because they're celebrities.
Yeah.
As if it's not the same thing as gossip.
My God. My God.
Yeah, like they're people.
And it's so sad.
Yeah. So. It's heavy.
That is.
This subject is unsteady.
At 21 Pilot.
I don't even know what to say.
Me neither. I don't know. Division, y'all. It's don't do just, it. Don't fall for it.
The whole conversation is just a trap.
Yeah.
So it's like there's not much to be said.
No. See people rightly. Follow in love.
You just need a revelation of who you are.
Yeah.
And who Jesus is and how much you've been forgiven. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. Because if you know how much you've been forgiven, there's just no place to see people according to what they've done, what they look like, their political beliefs, literally anything at all ever.
That.
Yeah. Even if people were to change their beliefs and behave the exact way you want them to regarding that, it doesn't change the fact that they still may be dead inside, living mm-hmm. in the flesh, just behaving how you want them to. Like, it's not about their actions, it's about their hearts. Do yeah. they know Jesus? Like, because mm-hmm. when you know Jesus and you walk by the Spirit, like, everything else is straightened out. And in the Spirit, I'm not even worried about people like that. Like, with Love Reality, there's tons of people. We have, like, all kinds of different people
yeah.
that have all kinds of different, vote different ways or whatever. But, like, we have unity in the Spirit.
That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is so evident.
Yeah, because we're rooted in love.
Yeah.
So, like, people can see things differently or have different ways to go about things and still be rooted in love.
Yeah.
Nothing gives us the right to see people differently or outside of the eyes of the Spirit.
There it is. There's your answer right there, you guys.
Nothing.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. Anyways, love you guys.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yep.
At Misha and Saf. And email us any questions, concerns, comments. Peace and blessings, y'all.